Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Nicholas Cevelik and companions. And his story begins now. "'Tis not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1, 7-8. And St. Nicholas Cevelik is a sterling example of a Franciscan knight whose sword was the gospel. Just when you think you've got a good handle on the calendar of saints, another one comes to prominence exactly at the moment when you need to hear their story. And St. Nicholas moved from the first way of St. Francis to the second. He volunteered to go to the Holy Land to help maintain the Christian places of worship held under the sultans of the 14th century. After some time and study, St. Nicholas decided to take a very direct evangelistic approach and set off to preach to the Muslim leader, being martyred near the gate of Jerusalem in 1391 on November 14th. St. Francis addresses this to the rule of 1221, where he writes that the friars going to proclaim the gospel to the Muslims can conduct themselves among them spiritually in two ways. One way is to avoid quarrels or disputes and be subject to every human creature for God's sake. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. So bearing witness to the fact that they are Christians, St. Nicholas Cevelik. Another way is to proclaim the Word of God openly, and when they see that is God's will, calling on their hearers to believe in God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator of all, and in the Son, the Redeemer and Savior, that they may be baptized and become true and spiritual Christians. Be subject to every human institution for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the approval of those who do good. For it is the will of God that by doing good, you may silence the ignorance of foolish people. Be free, yet without using freedom as a pretext for evil, but as slaves of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, 16-13. And so today I was thinking about how some are called to evangelize by humble witness and in the sanctification of the everyday things, and how others are asked to be a crucified word. Nicholas and his three companions are among the 158 Franciscans who have been martyred in the Holy Land since the friars became custodians of the shrines in 1335. Nicholas was born in 1340 to a wealthy and noble family in Croatia. He joined the Franciscans and was sent to preach in Bosnia. In 1384, they volunteered for the Holy Land missions and were sent there. They looked after the holy places, cared for the Christian pilgrims, and studied Arabic. In 1391, St. Nicholas, Peter Narbonne, and Stephen of Canulio decided to take a direct approach to converting the Muslims. On November the 11th, they went to the huge mosque of Omar in Jerusalem and asked to see the Muslim official. And reading from a prepared statement, they said that all people must accept the gospel of Jesus. When they were ordered to retract their statement, they refused. After beatings and imprisonment, they were beheaded before a large crowd. Nicholas and his companions were canonized in 1970. They are the only Franciscans martyred in the Holy Land to be canonized. And their liturgical feast is celebrated on November the 14th. You have followed my teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, persecutions that I endured. Yet from all these things the Lord delivered me. In fact, all who want to live rigorously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, but wicked people and charlatans will go from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. But you remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom and salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 10, 15. Then I saw thrones. Those who sat on them were entrusted with judgment. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the Word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, nor had accepted its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. St. Nicholas, traveling and companions, followed Christ into glory, and now reign with the saints in heaven, and now prays for us, saying, hey, if we could do it, you can do it too. That is to follow Christ in everyday things. And so, beloved, you are faithful in all you do for the brothers and sisters, especially for strangers. 3 John, verse 5. The giver of every good and perfect gift has called upon us to to mimic God's giving by grace, through faith, and this is not of ourselves. And thank you, Lord, for the words coming from great saints. So thank you, Lord, for loving us and being with us. Thank you for your holy Catholic Church, Lord, that you sent it to go to all the nations. Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pray for our priests. We pray for those you have called, Lord, to administer your sacraments. We pray for our priests. We love you, Lord.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
The deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your priests and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son to be a compassionate shepherd to your people, and keep your priests steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. Heavenly Father, giver of every good gift, we thank you for our priests, and pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. May your divine wisdom guide their every discussion, and your strength sustain them in their apostolic ministry. Mary, Blessed Mother, through your prayers, help your sons. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over them, over priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God, as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests. Act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Incline them, Lord, to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. So that when we make a good confession, we have chained up the devil. And when we invoke your name, Blessed Virgin, Mother Mary, when we are tempted, you will come at once to help us. And Satan, believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So go to confession often and go to Mass in the state of grace and receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today that the voice of the Church will be heard by those who need to hear it. The world needs to hear it, as ancient paganism is on the rise once again. May the word of the Lord be held up and strengthened in the voice, coming from the voice of your believers, Lord, as we pray for your Holy Catholic Church throughout the world, and we pray for those who are under bondage in many lands, much like as in the time of St. Nicholas Travelic and his companions. And we pray for our families, and we pray for children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. In union with Saint Travelic and companions and Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. Lord, I pray that you are our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will ever come near their tent. And Lord, we pray for our children and grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. O little Teresa, the child Jesus, please pick for us a rose from the heavenly gardens and send it to us as a message of love. O little flower of Jesus, ask God to grant the favors we now place with confidence in your hands with Saint Joseph and all the saints, for children everywhere, for their innocence and protection. And St. Teresa, help us to always believe as you did in God's great love for us so that we may imitate your little way each day. Amen. Amen and amen. With Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. And so now we move into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
and we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my friends, family, and relatives, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. And we pray about what's happening in the Ukraine and Israel and Palestine and Syria. We pray for peace, Lord, and an end to war there, and an end to the terrorism that sparked it. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And so may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together, Lord, again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever, amen, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 states, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. May the Almighty God bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, with his peace and strength. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your kingdom of heaven. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be experiencing. Amen. And Lord, I ask you to hear the prayer for the souls of those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them and met them into his garden of paradise, may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord. I lift to you the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for our soldiers and veterans, our police officers, and our first responders, our EMTs and our nurses and doctors. And we pray, Lord, we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. We pray for America. Give them courage, hope, and strength, Lord. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, for those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And for those in hospitals, we pray, Lord, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today. For all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And this is Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Nicholas Travelick and companions. And this is their song.
We pray that all unity
And the Lord, He loves us so much, He laid down His life for us.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Just remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you sinned, I'll never let you go. You keep holding on to this cross, keep holding on.
And our sneak peek for tomorrow, our Stand in the Gap tomorrow, is with Saint Didicus. And so be prepared and ready for tomorrow, as we will be back tomorrow as we close for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God be with you all today, and may His grace shine upon you all today. Pray the rosary and go to Mass. God bless you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. I love you, my guardian angel. Amen. God bless. Good day.